Okay. My name is Sarah. I'm an inmate at Fraser Valley Institution for Women. I'm serving a 2-year sentence. I started with piano at age 3 when I pounded out the Flintstones. Theme song, flawlessly. My father was like, wow, we gotta put her in the piano. So then I went into piano until about age 10. And then I went to middle school and joined band. And at one point my mother built a jam room in our basement for me and my friends so that we would stay out of trouble. I self-taught myself guitar, picked up a little bit of drums, but because of crime and addiction and that lifestyle, I stopped playing and, did my time doing other things, you know. And since coming back to jail from messing up my parole, the women's rock band has been here and I just look forward to it every week.
Honestly, I was born and raised in a small town, and my dad himself is a drummer, and I grew up with him drumming, and then I just always had music around. It was just always there for me, and like I needed it at a lot of times in my life, and honestly, I admit that had it been there for me for certain moments, I probably wouldn't be here. Like, it was a good way for me to escape and also get my head clear. I've sang ever since I can remember, and it's like my mom used to tell me these stories about she hated taking me to places because I'd always want to go use the washroom, doesn't matter what store, anywhere, and I'd go in the washroom and I'd sing at the top of my lungs, and she just tell me this and she's like, oh, you're horrible. And yeah, that's pretty much, you know, it's just always been there. When you come to jail, it's hard because you don't have that outlet anymore. And to be honest, this jail is pretty good, but usually in jail, it's like your creativity gets dried up. You have no new feedback. You have no new things happening in your life except for what's on TV. And you just, I don't know about other people, but it like sucks it right out of you. So.
Go ahead and break it down. This boy's got me looking like a clown. I'm drowning.
I want people to know how important it is that this happens. It's important work. I feel it when I'm there. I feel it when I leave. That this is just something that needs to keep happening.
It's actually the most gratifying teaching I've ever done. Mm-hmm. I've taught music, I've taught yoga, I've taught writing, and I can honestly say I've never been so gratified, so certain I was getting through to people, so sure that what we were delivering was making a difference.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Jaylene, and we don't have, as much as they like to tell you, we don't have a lot of access to any kind of music things. Like, there's the drums and the piano and the chaplain, and it's the unwritten rule that it's for the two ladies that play for the chaplain. You can come in here and use this keyboard, but who's teaching you?
All right, we're 20 minutes to showtime.
We are Fuzzy Knuckles.
How do you feel 20 minutes to showtime?
I feel like my knuckles are fuzzy.
Fair enough.
I think you should come back again, like at least once a year, if not more. Yeah. Twice a year, maybe, mm-hmm. Would be nice.
That's it, that's all, wrap it up.